Well, thank you for coming this morning. I chose to talk to the people of Wisconsin with Fighting Bob La Follette here with me because it's been so upsetting to me to see all of the progressive traditions of Wisconsin that Governor La Follette and later Senator La Follette fought for, and the right-wing agenda of Alex and all the money that's come into the state has, in my terms, hijacked our state. And we don't need to do it that way. We can do it the Wisconsin way. And I've talked about bringing back the Wisconsin idea of solving our problems together with civility and bipartisanship. And that's what Governor La Follette would do. And as one issue that is of concern to me is giving power back to the people. In the past, governors of both parties have taken power to themselves. And because of that, today I'm announcing a four-point proposal that I would do as governor of Wisconsin to return power to the people, taking it away from myself as governor, for example. The first thing would be to return the appointment of the DNR secretary to the DNR board where it belongs. Secondly, returning the appointment of the veterans secretary to the veterans board where that belongs. I would put in legislation to return to the civil service the 38 positions that Governor Walker took so he could appoint his political friends. The civil service is an important tradition going back to Fighting Bob La Follette, and we should believe in the civil service. It gives state employees protection. They can be whistleblowers. They can do their job without fear of political interference. And Governor Walker destroyed that by taking 38 positions and making them political appointees. And then finally, and dear to my heart, I would have legislation introduced to return to the Secretary of State's office the important duties that belong there. In every other state in the country, the Secretary of State has certain responsibilities that are business-oriented: corporations, trademarks, uniform commercial code, etc. When Governor Thompson started and Governor Walker finished taking those away from the Secretary of State, it was a problem. If we want to be open for business, we have to be like other states. We have a DFI that nobody heard of, and the Secretary of State's office still gets phone calls and emails every day looking for those important services. And I would suggest taking them away from the governor and putting them back to the Secretary of State. It's not about Doug La Follette, it's about what's good for the state of Wisconsin if we're going to be competitive with the other states in the country. Thank you very much. I think I would add something that I've thought about as I walked to work this morning. You know, the other candidates are spending all their news time, and you folks are reporting it because it's your job, on how much money they're raising. I've got $1 million, I've got $2 million, I've got $750,000 more. This super PAC is coming in with another $400,000, and they're not talking about the important issues. And I think the campaign I'm running, talking about important issues, like what I discussed with you now, is how a campaign should be run, not lots of big money. And as you may know, I'm doing it what I call a better way, and I'll pass out this for you later, what I wrote up about why I'm campaigning the way I'm doing. Without PAC money, without attack ads on television, without a lot of negativism, but doing it what I call a better way. People say I can't win that way, but it's the right way to do it. And I'm urging people to vote for Doug La Follette just to show them that it's possible for someone like me to get a lot of votes doing it a better way. And I want to add one little interesting thing. I have one TV ad with my little friend Miss Forward. I don't know how many of you have seen Miss Forward. This is Miss Forward. She's my little mascot. She travels with me everywhere I go. But she's on YouTube. The ad is on television, but it's also on YouTube. As of this morning, 37,000 people have looked at Miss Forward on YouTube. It's amazing. She's the most popular cow on YouTube at the moment.
Is this a TV ad or a YouTube ad?
Pardon me?
Is this a TV ad?
It's a TV ad, but it's also on YouTube because that's where what happens.
Where is the TV ad running?
It's running in every market in the state.
Statewide?
Except Milwaukee, I think. And it's also on the internet with the so-called the pop-up ads that are on internet. You've seen those.
Sir, how much did you raise? How much will you be reporting today that you raised?
That report will go out this afternoon. It's due by 5 o'clock today.
Can you give us an indication as to how much that money is, how much much is going to be in that report?
Well, I think it's better to let the reports come out with everybody else and do it in a timely way. I will say I don't have any PAC money. I don't have any big super PACs coming in to support me. It's just individual contributions and some of my own money as well.
What's the next 8 days look like for you?
Pardon me?
What are the next 8 days? What do you have planned?
Well, it's been very busy. I'm doing lots of campaigning on the internet. Every day I get 10 or 15 more friends, and I've said that, you know, I used to campaign the Weibo Proxmire campaign with not much money and lots of handshaking. And this campaign is so compressed that I can't spend 3 or 4 months traveling to every community and shaking everybody's hand. So I'm doing it on Facebook. I'm shaking hands on Facebook, and my friends are shaking hands. I think the social media may show that a candidate like Doug LaFollette doing it a better way has a better chance than the pugnants may think. Okay, I thank you all very much. If you have any questions, you can always call.